As we reported earlier this week on Tantramar Report, the town of Amherst has recently installed two new EV charging stations behind its town hall. The project is significantly different than one currently underway in downtown Sackville, which will see a new charging station installed downtown beside Goya's Pizza. The Amherst project cost about $23,000, while Sackville's project will clock in closer to $177,000. According to Tantramar Climate Change Coordinator Brittany Cormier, the main difference between the two projects and what accounts for the big price gap is the type of charging system and the infrastructure needed to host it. Most charging stations installed these days are either level 2 or level 3. Level 2 is slower, charging a car in anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. Level 3 is much faster, using a different technology to charge cars in anywhere from 30 minutes to 1 hour. In Amherst, CAO Jason McDonald says that town went for level 2 chargers mostly because that's where funding was available.
The main consideration was the fact that there was a program where we could get $5,000 per charger or a rebate from the government, and it was for level 2 chargers only. So that's what drove the decision to go level 2.
On the plus side, level 2 chargers usually don't require new electrical infrastructure, and the chargers themselves are cheaper. And in Nova Scotia, there are programs funding them specifically. On the minus side, they are considerably slower than their main alternative, a level 3 or DC fast charger. Brittany Cormier says the charging speed figured heavily into the rationale for the Sackville project.
A fast charger instead encourages turnaround, is a draw for travelers looking for quick charge. The chargers at Salisbury and the Magnetic Hill one in Moncton, they're always backed up huge lines in the summertime. So once these get on the grid, it's very easy for EV users to identify which ones are the fast ones so they can go for those. And it will incentivize EV users to go off the highway into town.
Not only do DC fast chargers cost more than their level 2 counterparts, but the infrastructure they need is also costlier. That's why the town opted to invest in the conduits necessary for future expansion.
The big piece and the big difference for this project is it comes down to the electrical infrastructure required. So it was designed to allow multiple EV chargers to be added after this is completed easily and quickly. It enables us to be opportunistic in the future as funding becomes available that we can apply for to increase our EV infrastructure.
And there's one more piece of the downtown Sackville project that bumps up the price.
This will also include a permanent event power source for events like Fall Fair. So with the work that the contractor is doing, they have to dig up the parking lot, which is, of course, a big undertaking. So instead of planning to do this in the future again to add more conduit, it just makes so much more sense to invest in the infrastructure up front so that that wouldn't be a double undertaking.
That's Tantramar Climate Change Coordinator Brittany Cormier talking about the project that will see a DC fast charger installed in the parking lot beside Goya's on Main Street. Zach Wheeler lives in Sackville, where he owns and operates Wheeler Electric. He's not an EV owner himself yet, though he says he and his partner have decided their next vehicle will be an EV. But given his line of work, Wheeler does have experience with chargers, especially level 2 chargers destined for home use.
I would say we've installed probably 25 to 30 Type 2 chargers throughout New Brunswick, from Moncton through Sackville area.
Wheeler says he wasn't surprised by the price of the downtown Sackville charger project, given that it's a DC fast charger and that the project is future-proofed, as he said, with conduits installed for additional chargers. All in all, he thinks the town made a wise choice going with the more expensive charger.
I congratulate Sackville on going forward with a level 3. I think it actually is a fantastic idea. It is the type of thing that we need, that infrastructure, and seeing a town step up to be able to provide that, I congratulate them on it. I think it's first steps. I think that we are going to need much more than just that within our town to maintain charging for EVs in the future.
Wheeler says that while the stats show most EV charging happens at home, where slow charging is not usually an issue, there is a need for public charging opportunities.
We are still going to need to have the opportunity to pull up somewhere and refuel our vehicle. So whether that's at a highway stop, whether it's downtown Sackville, where we can pull in and visit the local restaurants, those are still going to be needed. Yeah. I just think that we are given the opportunity to rework how this infrastructure works, and we can make it something completely different from what it is now.
That's Sackville electrician Zach Wheeler.